Well, howdy guys. I thought we'd have a talk. Haven't talked for a while, and it's good to talk. Now, I talk to quite a lot of older men, experienced guys. Well, I would do. I'm old too. And you won't be surprised that I asked them what they thought was the worst trait of a Femon. And all of them were pretty much unanimous, their answers. It was the lies and deceit. Now, we all know that Femons create this persona where they're loving, caring, just damn nice people. And of course, the media helps them as well. It pushes the same propaganda every day. And it's just like, say, for instance, Bigfoot. UFOs. The Loch Ness Monster. It's all fake. Because in reality, Femons are more akin to a cat. If you feed a cat and give it a place to stay, it may stay. If you stop feeding it, it'll leave. In fact, even if you do look after it and feed it, it could still leave. I personally don't particularly like cats. I like dogs better, much better. The only time cats show affection is if they want something. And of course, they're not loyal either. So Femons and cats work in the same sort of modus operandi. And of course, the reason why Femons are trying to pretend they're something they're not is to get close so they can acquire resources and other benefits. And that's why there's so many cat ladies. Because all Femons love cats, don't they? But of course, the Femons will deny that and they double down every time. But there's plenty of videos and body cam footage and even videos the Femons made themselves, which shows us the real truth. And throughout my very long life, Femons seem to always have the not very good traits, don't they? But I do agree with these other guys. The worst one is the lies and the deceit. How can you have a meaningful relationship with somebody you don't trust? Cats do have one endearing quality. They don't pretend something they're not. So I gotta give them that. Now get the hell out of here, freeloader. Anyway, nice having this little chat, guys. You take it easy now.